Sure. There's two main aspects to it. There's the solo and ensemble aspect, and that happened in March. And for that event, for each one that you receive, you get 6 points. And for every two you receive, you get 3 points. There are some limitations, like you get to count 20 solos and 20 ensembles for vocal events. And then for band, there's limitations as well. Then after that day, they name the top three, or they rank the bands, choirs, and string programs. And this year we were the first place band by ourselves. And we tied with Monmouth Roseville for the first place choir. And then you take your large groups, your organizations. This year we took 7. We had 5 choirs, mixed, bass, treble, jazz, and show. And then we had a concert and jazz band. And then those events get judged by 3 judges. And if you get a 1, you get 75 points. And if you get a 2, you get 37.5 points. You can maximum of 300 points at organization contest. And all 7 of our groups got 1s. So we did max out our points there.
What does tradition mean? This program has tradition now. And heritage when you talk, and success when you talk about 6 state titles in the IHSA Music Sweepstakes. What about that tradition?
We've built it over about the past 10 years in particular. Getting ready, the biggest change was in solo and ensemble contest, and for them to come in owning the solo and ensemble contest and knowing that they needed to step up and that it was going to be a lot of hard work. But it would be worth it in the end. And so as we come into January, all the kids know, it's time for me to get my solos and ensembles ready, and I'm going to be busy for the next 3 months getting this ready, and they dig in and do it.